ता मने मने महामनये सोहा ते आता मने मने महामनये The Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra is on the blue sheet in the white binder. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, laughing. Let's chant the mantra seven times.
Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Rajasamo Gate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Rajasamo Gate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Rasa Samurgate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Rasa Samurgate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekande Bekande Raza Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekande Bekande Maha Bekande Bekande Raza Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekande Bekande Maha Bekande Bekande Raza Samugate Soha
Now the four immeasurables, in English three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now turn to page 37. There's two mantras at the bottom. So we'll start by chanting Chenrezig's mantra eight times, and he's the Buddha of great compassion. And then Green Tara's mantra seven times. She's a symbol of enlightened activity. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
没有。Good morning. New one. Good morning. Good morning.
Sorry, the children are welcome to go to their classes.
Maybe would you mind to take maybe a moment to introduce to yourself each other, please? Very good.
I want to attend the Green Tara
on
Saturday. What can I do? Should I do anything between now and then? The last one, it was amazing.
You don't need to do anything. Just come.
What? It's my mark to remind myself that there's a certain way I want to see the world. Maybe not from my eyes, but a higher, better, more compassionate way. I put it on, it reminds me, and then sometimes people ask, and when I tell them, I get to remember. I don't think it hurts anybody, I hope. I don't want to hurt anybody, ever. And even then I do. But I try not.
How are you?
No, very good. So
did you see something to say about the game?
Yeah, I guess I was talking
about the game. He enjoyed it.
Yeah, they enjoy very much. He just enjoy very much the game.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. This is Charlie.
I'm Jason.
Yeah.
Charlie's very nice dog.
Yeah. He likes your teaching.
No. Yeah.
Are you doing well today?
Good.
Thank you. Huh? I think they could talk to the entire Kendrick is going to be in town over the beginning of September, and I was going to send you an invitation to have tea with her and the nuns.
When?
The beginning of September.
Beginning of September.
September. Would that be okay?
What date?
I'm not sure. I got to check with her, make sure when she's in town. Okay.
Up. Did you have a good time?
Oh, very good time.
How many days? 2 days, 3 days?
3-4 days.
3-4 days. Is that
yeah.
Good.
And Ken Rinpoche was glad to hear about you. He's like, I didn't know if he was still at Kadampa Center. I never hear from him anymore.
That's what he said?
So I told him about you teaching the calm abiding at Land of the Medicine Buddha, and he was very happy.
Good. So are you overcome with jet lag?
Oh, I'm sure this afternoon I'm going to be crazy. I got last night.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to sleep your cat.
Oh, yeah. It'll be good.
Yeah, very good.
It was wonderful. So were you in House 26, the new one? Did you, or you were only in the old House 26?
New one, I was there too. New one.
Okay.
Old one, you saw the old one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was there a long time.
Uh-huh.
Old one. New one, like short period of time.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody's so wonderful. I love meeting and getting to know all the people, Yellow, Losang, Norduk.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, Jampa Tashi was wonderful.
Yeah, very good time.
Geshe Pema, I could listen to Geshe Pema laugh all the time. He's always laughing.
Yeah, he's always laughing, yeah. So very good to meet him. Okay, very good.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Those are the two people I'm
going to
bring
them. Denise, like, maybe will you lead meditation on money mantra?
Okay.
Yeah. Read the color. Yeah, say the word Om, so then imagine the white,
okay.
The energy, white color energy, the rich, and heal what? Pride?
Yes.
So each one heals different things?
Right. I have my notes from the
left. Okay.
Syllable, color, feeling this particular.
Yeah, so when you imagine like light images, when you say the word on, then touch, then kind of purifies.
Okay, you tell me when you want me to do it.
Yeah, maybe after this.
I came up to offer to ring the bell in case you don't want to.
Oh, yeah.
You tell me if you want to.
Yeah, maybe.
My sister told me you don't like to ring the bell, so that I should do that.
Maybe today we just talk. Very good, thank you, very good. So maybe Denise will lead meditations on compassion based on the six-level mantra that I explained last week. So we will meditate on compassion mantras, meditation on compassion based on six-level mantras, okay. Denise will lead.
Geshe-la asks us to keep our mind on the six syllables of the mantra.
Mm-hmm.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Mm-hmm.
Each one has a color, and each one purifies or illuminates a particular destructive emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And so he asks us to go through each one, visualize that color light purifying that negative quality. So first, the syllable Om.
Mm.
White light. Imagine ourselves filling with this white light. And that it helps to purify pride. Next, the syllable Ma, green light. Filling ourselves with green light to eliminate jealousy. Then the syllable Ni, bright yellow light, filling ourselves to eliminate doubt. Then the syllable Ped, blue light, filling ourselves to eliminate ignorance. Then the syllable May, red light, filling ourselves completely to eliminate attachment. and then the syllable whom. Black. To eliminate anger. Om Ma Ni Ped Me Hum.
This is how we all say the word together, maybe each syllable three times, and give us enough time to visualize that. when we say all together, when all we all say together, Om, so then we will say the reason we say this three times, that give us enough time to visualize that the form of energy transfer into white light. That has emitted from your body, the minute touch, then kind of like free that person from the problem of pride, okay, problem created by pride. So we say each syllable three times. The reason, you know, saying three times is give us enough time to visualize the power of syllable Om. Then generate the energy in energy a form of white color emitted from your body a minute that light touch. So then heal from the problem created by pride or arrogance. Okay, so then go through the same. So then, then you see like each syllable, what it purifies or eliminate. Okay, we say, because I think if we say like we usually don't say the same word same time, that's very unusual. So that create also energy, positive energies. From the Buddhist point of view, it's called like merit. But the mantra, there's a sacred word, so that saying the same word, same time, then create a lot of merit, means positive energies, okay? So we do this. So mainly this is like guided meditations on compassion, you know? The compassion meditation based on compassion mantra, six syllable mantras. So the point is to develop compassion, that's the whole point. Huh? So that heals you and heals everybody around you. Okay?
Again.
Do you mind?
Yeah.
More meditations? Yeah.
Okay.
That's what Frog said. Frog asked this morning, do more meditation.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So Geshe-la, do we say first and then visualize?
Yeah, we'll
say first.
Like
okay.
Om the each syllable three times, that give us enough time to visualize. You know, if we say very fast, so you know, it's like Om, or maybe you can make some turn.
Okay.
You can make some turn, so that give us enough time to visualize.
So for Om, we're going to visualize white light. Filling ourselves and eliminating the problems from pride for ourselves and for everyone else that the light touches. White light. And we'll say Om together three times.
So but the power of syllable Om generate energy that appears into form of white light. Then that light emitted from your body, the minute you touch friends, family member, then kind of like free from pride. Okay.
Okay. Visualize green light coming from the syllable Ma to eliminate for ourselves and everyone the light reaches the problems created by jealousy. Ma. Ma. Coming from the syllable Ni, yellow light to fill ourselves and be emitted out to everyone to eliminate for ourselves and others all problems created by doubt. Ni. Syllable Ped, blue light filling ourselves and emitting out to everyone to eliminate all problems created by ignorance. Syllable May, red light, filling ourselves and being emitted out to everyone to eliminate all problems created by attachment. May. From the syllable Hum, black or dark blue light filling ourselves and being emitted out to everyone to eliminate all problems coming from anger. Mm-hmm.
Well, Anthony, thank you very much. Now, probably, and that's how you meditate on compassion, using the six-syllable mantra as a instructions or guide. Okay. So now we all think yourself and others. Problem that related to the mind, such as stress, anger, fear, anxiety, discontentment, so on and so forth. So then also problem that related to the physical body, health problems. Just imagine yourself and everybody else, okay? Everybody else. It doesn't matter, Buddhist, not Buddhist, believer, not believer, Christian, not Christian, American, Tibetan, Asian, doesn't matter. Every single person is looking for happiness. That's the fact. So that knowledge is very, very critical, very important to help in order to develop universal compassion. That we have to understand that every single person looking for happiness. Is that true? You ask every single person. You ask, who wants suffering? Nobody wants suffering. You ask. Then see what will be the answer. Every single person, the minute you open your eye, what we are looking for? Something good. Even animals. So that's a fact. It's nothing to do with religion. That's the fact. Yeah, if you are given choice, would you choose to be with somebody who's nice? Or you choose to be somebody who's nasty? Nasty? Which one you choose? Doesn't matter you're Buddhist or not Buddhist, monk, not monk, Asian, American, doesn't matter. You choose to be somebody who's nice and kind. Same thing other person wants to be with someone who's kind and nice and compassionate. So that's the fact. So that brings happiness within yourself, that brings happiness between friends, that brings happiness within the family, that brings happiness within the community, that brings happiness within the country, then slowly, slowly brings happiness within the world. What's lacking is understanding, like nobody deserves something extra than other person. Everybody deserve to be loved, deserve to be cared. Deserve to have compassion. So now just visualize. Okay, just sit comfortably and relax. Take your time. Just visualize everybody who is going through mental difficulty, physical difficulties. Just visualize that. So then we all say this mantra together, six-syllable mantra. Then visualize same time different color of energy emitted from your body. Then immediately touch. Heal the person right next to you, touch, it heals. Why we are doing this? Just to benefit, that's all. Just to benefit. Nothing more, nothing less. Not trying to convert somebody into Buddhism, that's not the goal. Just to benefit, that's all. When you benefit, you get benefit. When you harm someone, that's not good. If you benefit somebody, your happiness will grow. If you harm someone, your happiness will decrease. This is nothing to do with religion, that's the fact. What do you say? What goes around? It's simple as that, but not easy to do, not simple to practice, okay? Just visualize, okay? Just visualize. Dedication prayer, we say the one we say three times. You have this in the book. Three times Devi said, Chona kune lüdam sin, dunga ne ba chini ba, teda daga sunum zi dega jildo. Chona kune lüdam sin, Shanti Deva, dedications?
Oh, Shanti Deva.
Yeah, one. We say three times?
The first, may all beings everywhere.
Oh, yeah, can you say it like loudly that people can hear? Yeah, say it, then I will listen.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits.
Well, that one. Whenever you try to say some prayers, you know, try to do some spiritual practice, you know, whether at home or here, so you create, you know, positive energy, what you call merit. So then you dedicated that merit for that cause. Oh, I say it again, please. Say it again, words.
May all beings, it did not say that.
It says may all being, may all somebody who breathes oxygen in and out. Oh, may all being. This is very important. It's not based on culture or tradition or belief or race. No. It's based on you ask, you want happiness. If answer yes, yeah, that includes. Everybody includes. So
may all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind.
Could be here, could be in India, could be in America, could be in Asia, everywhere, no? Well, so That kind of thinking brings you happiness. If you're just thinking something negative based on religion, based on tradition, based on culture, the minute you start to think something negative, it brings you problems. Oh, the minute you think something positive, it brings you happiness. It's then there you get health benefit, and your mind is more happier. Oh, so the may all being, it doesn't say may all Buddhists, it doesn't say that. May all being, or may all being, this is a very powerful word. Wish, may all being, then?
Everywhere.
Everywhere, oh. Then?
Plagued by sufferings of body and mind.
Yeah, chola kune lüdam sense, lü, body, problem related to the body. Sim, that's the mind, no problem, the religious mind. Every single day there's something happens to your mind. Every single day something happens that you don't like. Something that you see you don't like. Something that you hear you don't like. Something you smell that you don't like. Smell. Something you taste that you don't like. There's so every single day. So you need to learn how to protect your peace of mind, not just that, then how to generate peace of mind, by thinking something positive, something wonderful, something good. That brings peace of mind. That generates peace of mind. The minute you start to think something negative about yourself, about other people, the peace of mind is gone, long before it's gone. It's gone. It's just between lip, it's here, it's nothing. So this is very powerful. May all beings everywhere, everywhere.
Plagued by sufferings of body and mind.
Did it?
Obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits.
So now that's exactly the visualizations, we think about that, you know, before we say the six-syllable compassion mantra together. As I said, when we do practice together, it creates stronger energy. That's why group practice is always, you know, powerful. Okay. So otherwise, usually Sunday I just talk. So maybe once in a while we do practice. That's best. Much better, you know. rather than me just talking to you. So that's why I bring all this animal here. They all ask me to say a few words, do more practice. Huh? So that is the, what do you call that, the verses we just recite. That's the reason why we say this compassion mantra as a group. What we hope happiness for every breathing living being. Doesn't matter, American, Tibetan, Asian, monks, nuns, doesn't matter. Even the what you call Charlie the dog, we wish Charlie also be happy. So then your happiness begins, meaning you think about happiness for other living beings, your happiness begins. Then your life has purpose, your life has meaning. Oh. And then even living one extra day has purpose. Then you feel like you accomplished something. Okay, so that's all. So this is the verses, that is the reason why we say this six compassion mantra together. What you wish? Happiness for others. That's all you wish. Nothing more, nothing less. That's all you wish. Then your happiness begins. Okay. So we will say this word together, then after that, so this is the reason. Then after that we recite Mani mantra together seven times. Then please visualize different form, different energy in different energy in different colors emitted from your body. The minute you touch, liberate them from anger, attachments, jealousy, ignorance, doubt, pride. Okay. What we think matter. You can underestimate the power of mind. What we think does matter. Okay. Oh, there are so many problems in the world caused by human thinking. So many problems caused by human thinking based on different reasons. Oh. If every single human thinks something positive about you, there will be no problem. There will be no problem at all. There will be no problem. So Lamala, we all say this stanza, Shanti Deva stanza together. You lead, then we all say, okay, together.
Okay. Three times?
Okay.
It's on page 246. May all beings
everywhere
plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits.
So now maybe you can meditate. You can meditate a little bit. You can meditate. So we will, whoever knows the chanting will chant. This Tonglen practice will chant. So what you need to, if you like to join with these meditations, breathe, exhale out of loving kindness. Okay, exhale out of loving kindness. Send the energy that created by your loving kindness. Just send to others. Okay. So then inhale out of compassion. So then heal the problems. exhale out of love and kindness, and like whatever people, whatever there is a positive wish. I mean, when I say positive wish, means wish that doesn't harm others. Okay, that doesn't harm others. Okay, so just exhale out of loving kindness, whatever positive wish that people had, and you just visualize that as that wish is fulfilled. Then inhale out of compassion. So then visualize everybody is liberated from the problem, physical problem, mental problem. Okay. So to then maybe after that we recite the mantra. Okay. So we do this chanting. So then you can meditate. Okay. Exhale, inhale, exhale out of loving kindness. And all the positive wishes of the people will be granted. Granted, as fulfilled. Inhale, out of compassion, all the problems, problems related to the body, problems related to the mind, been healed. Okay. So then after that, we will say the mantra together. Okay. Three times. So this is called Tonglen practice. You know, Tong means sent out of loving kindness. You're sending out of loving kindness. So then take means, you know, out of compassion, you basically liberate people from out of compassion, you liberate from physical problem, mental problem, you liberate. Okay. So bottom line, just to benefit, that's all. Nothing more, nothing less, just to benefit. You want to be happy, other person want to be happy, you're just trying to create the cause for their happiness. That's all. So now maybe we, a few times here, so a few minutes, so we recite the, Mani Mantra together. Mani Mantra together, so with the visualizations, that the power of mantras create energy in different color, then emit it from your body, then minute it touch, then it heals or liberates from anger, jealousy, doubt, ignorance, pride, oh, so on and so forth. Okay, six different types of. Not today, maybe not some other day, maybe it's good to learn the tune that Lama Sarva Rinpoche use as a good learn, not today, so not my time here, just recite, use the normal tune. Om Namo Bhagavate. We all chant together. Om Namo Bhagavate. Good, wonderful. So maybe Dennis one more time. So it's like a few minutes left. What we are doing? We are doing meditation on compassion. Why? The compassion heal everybody. It's good for everybody. Compassion is good for everybody. Good for your health, physical health, mental health, good for other people. Everybody feels. Chamje me shedang pushin says. The anger can be only burned by the power of compassion and loving kindness. That's the only way you can burn anger. Chamje me, shedang pushin se, chamje me, chamje, great compassion, great love. That's like fire that can burn the anger, turn into ashes. So that's what we're doing. When we say the mantras, what are you trying to do? Not we are just imitating someone's culture. No, no. We see and we realize our knowledge, our education. We're trying to educate ourselves and trying to understand the importance of compassion. Why compassion is badly needed. Why compassion is important. Compassion. So, so that's why we recite the mantra together as a group. So that's why we say syllable by syllable and try to visualize the power of the energy that created by this sacred word, and we visualize and image it from our body and heals. There's a lot of healing needs to be done. A lot of healing needs to be done. Everybody's kind of like, not just here, all over the world, not just here, all over the world, and a lot of fighting, you know, like discontentment. Everywhere the compassion is badly needed. Compassion is badly needed. So that's why, you know, so this is like, we are trying to learn how to do meditation on compassion based on six-syllable mantras. Okay, so that, believe or not, that doing this as a group will create these strong energies. It will have a ripple of positive impact. Even just hearing the mantra purifies. Okay, so now Denise, please again, so we'll say, maybe there's a few minutes left, we'll say each syllable three times, then gives us enough time to visualize energy that created by this sacred word, then turn into color, then emitted from your body. Okay, energy. I think better to say energy than light. Energy that created by these syllables, saying three times, the energy created, that energy, then like in different colors. Okay. We'll just do this meditation one more time.
Okay. So first from the syllable Om.
We all chant together, we'll say it three times.
White energy filling us, emitting out to every living being as it fills us and as it touches them, eliminating all problems that are created by pride. Syllable Ma, green energy, filling us completely and emitting out to every living being. As it fills us and as soon as it touches them, it heals all problems created by jealousy. Ma. Syllable Ni, yellow energy, filling us completely and radiating out to every living being. As it fills us, and as soon as it touches them, it eliminates all problems related to doubt. Ni.
fillable head. Blue energy, filling us completely and emitting out to every living being, eliminating all problems created by ignorance. Syllable May, red energy, filling us completely and radiating out to every living being to heal all difficulties created by attachment. Syllable whom. Dark black energy filling us completely and radiating out to every living being, healing us and everyone from all difficulties created by anger.
So now I'm going to recite 7 times, chant all together, in a little bit loud, okay? Thank you very much. I think this is productive class. Yeah, so this is productive class. Yeah. So now we're trying to recite the Shanti Devas dedications.
It's on page 246 in the Go Prayer Book. May all beings everywhere, plagued by self-destructions of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth. Those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases are on the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid. And those found be free, may the powerless find power, and many people think of benefiting each other. For as long as faith remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain, to dispel the mystery of the world.
Okay.
So 244 and 245. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenre, the Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until Sansar ends. Now on the other side, the one who masters his speech at a very the one who masters his speech at a very small time, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. And seven green tower mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe-la. Long, healthy, happy life. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. This is very good. So thank you. So maybe now every Sunday, so we begin with meditation on compassion. Okay. So lead, everybody can lead. If you want to lead, please, you know, lead. Okay. So this, you know, it's called a six-syllable mantra. Sometimes you use seven. That's not really correct way to write. This is called six, for the sake of knowledge. This is called six-syllable mantra. Sometimes you use seven. The last one should be in the center, but you know, when you write it down like this, there's nothing to put, maybe you put here. So, you know, like they say only have six-syllable mantras. It should not be seven, it says it needs to be six. For the sake of knowledge. And people, they cough on the stone, they cough, they write. You know, so just seeing. Please don't think, oh, this is so easy to learn. Maybe this is not the one of the best practices. It's so easy to learn. No, that's a mistake. Next Sunday, I'll bring you the book. It has more than 1,000 pages. This long, this big. So then you wonder, that's all about the six-syllable mantra. One of the Tibetan king wrote about this mantra, has like 1,000 pages like this. So now you see what you are writing about these six syllables. Yeah, this is very deep. So I got that books from Nepal. So far I only read 20 pages out of 1,000 pages. But I wish to read all of them, you know, so, but got lazy. So then read about 20 pages. So still wish it's here. It didn't die down. It's here. Maybe we'll read, you know, someday, slowly. Okay, so so whenever you start to think, oh, this is so easy to learn, maybe this is not one of the best practice. Please, you tell me. So then I'll bring the book. I'll bring this 1,000-page book here. So then you say, what this book's about, this old book is about the six syllable mantra. That's all. So very good. Today is very productive class. I was very happy, enjoy. So that, you know, create, it benefits, okay. So maybe, not every Sunday, so, you know, maybe every other Sunday we do meditation compassion, okay? Yeah. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful weekend. Yeah, thank you.
Just a couple of very quick announcements. If I can get my mind together, because I'm just so floating, I don't know if anybody else is. So often on Sunday, usually on Sunday mornings, we also say the praises to the 21 Taras, and we do this on the advice of Lama Zopa Rinpoche to help remove obstacles and create the causes for the next Light of the Path retreat next year. And Rinpoche's advice was for us to do 100,000 of them. And I'm happy to say that as of a couple of days ago, we've got 25,000 said. So let's all rejoice in our efforts. And while we're thinking about Tara, this coming Saturday, we are going to have another Tara mini-retreat with lots of Tara practice. Geshe-la will be here to lead that. It'll be from 10 to 4 o'clock, so please come. And also, if you're interested in learning how to set up the big Tara altar that we do, that's going to be happening on Friday at 10:30, and Gary's going to be leading that. So if you want to come and help with that, that'd be great. Thank you. And Jill's got her hand up. Okay, so we've also got right afterwards, if you're a brand new newcomer and you want to learn a little bit about it, Patty, can you raise your hand? Patty will help you with that. And then if you're ready to become a member, Jill will help you with that right afterwards, and I guess, or learn about becoming a new member, even if you decide not to do it today. So is that all going to be here in the Gampa, or gather in the back of the Gampa, and then you'll figure out what you'll sort yourselves out. Thank you, and have a great week.